This is Tell Tales, Dakota folk life and stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with the singer, songwriter, and poet Chuck Suki about a little-known project he recorded in 1990 titled We the People. The project was funded by the North Dakota Constitutional Celebration Committee and was released as an educational project on a limited run of cassettes. Recently, Chuck and I sat down in the studio together to talk about working on the project and to remember the songs.
Joe Arnold's my name. To this wasteland I came, following liberty's call.
The Ballad of Joe Arnold. Where did that come from?
That came out of one of the stories from around the table at the meeting.
The meeting Chuck is speaking about was with the North Dakota Consensus Council, who shared ideas and thoughts about the songs Chuck might write. The mission of the Consensus Council is to, quote, facilitate conversations and build agreements that empower people, transform communities, and advance the public good.
They talked about it like everybody do this. Well, I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard the story.
Well, for people who don't know the story, can you tell it?
Well, that's World War I. So there was sort of this, and the United States was leaning toward being involved, and there was some kickback. And one of the people was this character, Joe Arnold, who was sort of and he was against the United States getting involved in that war. And I don't know why, but he was then sort of suspected. Joe Arnold lived along the Cannonball River in southwest North Dakota, and he was against the United States getting involved in World War I. And as a result of that, he was suspected that maybe he was against the United States.
He was German, wasn't he?
Yeah, that he was a German infiltrator or troublemaker. And as I understand the story, as I recall reading, he was taken down by some of the locals and along the Cannonball River, and they put a noose around his neck and started hoisting him off the ground, and he finally, just to save his life, agreed with them, said, yeah, I'm a, you're right, I'm wrong. And then they did let him go, but his life was trashed, you know, as a result of that. And there was no trial, there was no anything like that. So his rights as a citizen were to speak were severely violated.
Western justice.
Western justice. Yeah.
Failing the test, they said I confessed, guilty, convicted or not. It's guilty I am of believing a man is worthy of speaking his lot. Cottonwood tree, are you still growing free? Your roots deep and branches so tall. Does the river run clear? Can you speak without fear on the bank of the old cannonball? On the banks of the old cannonball. On the banks of the old cannonball. There's a cottonwood tree that grew there for me.
Thanks to a generous grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, this project is being re-released on all major streaming platforms. Search for Chuck Suki, We the People. Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.